I'm Tim Fanning, a student at USF St. Petersburg, and this is University Beat. When she finished high school, Radhika Dang wanted to go to the University of South Florida, but got turned down from the Tampa campus. The American-born Indian student, who grew up in Queens, was denied because her grades were too low, but she could go to USF St. Petersburg. The 23-year-old worked as a campus tour guide and started a South Asian Association club to celebrate her culture. She excelled in the classroom, earning her English education bachelor's degree in 3 years. Now she's working on her master's.
If somebody had not given me that chance or said, hey, you know, you have a lower GPA, but we think we can trust you and we think you're going to make the effort to push forward and do great things, I don't know where I would be.
USFSP actively uses its diversity to attract more minority students who might not get into larger state universities, but those students make up a small portion of its population. Latino students, 17%. Black students, about 8%, and Asian students like Dang, only 3%. Some worry that might get worse. That's because of a plan to consolidate the Sarasota Manatee and St. Petersburg campuses under Tampa control. That will take effect by 2020. The merger would make the USF system a preeminent state university, meaning more funding, but it would also raise admission standards. Some Pinellas County leaders think that it would create a barrier of entry for incoming minority freshmen. New students typically have high school grade point averages of around 3.5, about a B average. Under the new plan, the best guess so far is that a 3.8 will be needed for admission. Ken Welsh is worried. The chair of the Pinellas County Commission is a 1985 USFSP graduate. He spoke at a recent event at a Tampa restaurant.
That's going to cut out a whole swath of Pinellas County students. I wouldn't have been able to attend USF, and I'm a bull.
The St. Petersburg City Council mirrored that theme in a February letter to state lawmakers, which cited questions about enrollment and minority access. Interim Regional Chancellor Martin Tadlock says they're trying to find ways to keep admitting those students.
That's the pool of students we want to continue to provide access to and make sure that we don't deny opportunities for those students because they're the ones that really represent the diversity that we want to see on campus.
Cecil Howard is the university's chief diversity officer. He says the school is creating programs and scholarships for those who don't meet the increased requirements.
What we're doing is trying to be as proactive as we possibly can to try not to be impacted by any increase in admissions requirements.
USFSP also recruits high achievers like senior David Thompson. He's one of only a few black students who served as student body president at the school. Here's him talking in the student government office.
Yes, there are the people who are like me who did have a good GPA and could get in, and the change in GPA wouldn't affect us. But what about the other students who aren't necessarily in areas where they're being pushed or they have the resources to excel?
While at USFSP, Radhika Dang has become recognizable, most known for the two Indian festivals she hosts every year. To Dang, raising the entrance requirements is another blow to minority students. She says, frankly, the university doesn't value diversity.
I feel like this is very hurtful for me to have to say. Our university prides itself on diversity. Our slogan says diversity in it, yet there is none.
She also says the university has been slow to hire South Asian faculty and recruit more Indian students. Despite all that, USFSP changed her life.
I don't know where I would be. I would probably be stuck in a community college, which is sad to think that that's what's going to happen to a lot of minority students. They're going to have to go to community college before they can even think about coming to a place like this.
For University Beat, I'm Tim Fanning.